Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for The Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Oh, yeah. It is The Odd Couple, Chris and Rob. I'm Chris. He's Rob. We're coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studio.
We'll do it
live. Has been a feisty first hour. I don't know what Rob Parker ate.
No,
I don't know if
it's
the sunshine today.
You know,
yeah, I walk. I mean,
I had steak and steak fries for lunch that I made at home. Absolutely delicious.
I thought your diet was, when's your diet start? Monday. Okay. It's a wing diet, folks. If you haven't heard,
no,
you've heard of the Atkins diet.
It ain't all.
You've heard of other famous diets. Rob Parker's got the chicken wing diet.
I never heard of
a guy that goes on a diet with chicken wings.
Yeah, I can eat wings. Wings doesn't have that many carbs if you cook them right. You don't bread them. As long as they're not breaded. But whatever, so, Alex, I'm telling you. Wings are okay.
Rob, when I see you wrapping up those turkey with mayo and cheese. Oh, Rob.
No, yeah.
And my lettuce and cheese and
slice. It's not even cheese. It's cheese food. It's a slice of a Kraft cheese food.
It's like plastic.
But they only have one carb in them, so they're all right. I can eat those. My goal is I have to have less than 20 carbs a day. That's it. It's less than 20 carbs.
That is
so
low.
So you gotta understand
that. How many carbs are in wings?
Wings are like 2 or 3. That's it.
Per wing?
No. Per serving.
Really?
Yep. Go look on the back of like buffalo wings. The next time you're in the store, Chris, look on the back and see what the carb count is. And it'll be 2 or 3 carbs. Wings are good. Right. Baked chicken is great. There's a lot of stuff that you don't get carbs with. A soda, with sugar is like 43 carbs. That's to tell you, like, for you to get 20 carbs a day, you will lose weight. And if you get off the fast food, the fries, the pizza, all that, I'll be down to 168. That's my goal in 4 months.
168?
168.
You're
6'4"? 6'4". I'll be 168 in 120 days.
You'll be looking like Kid Dynamite
on a TV theme song Thursday.
Yes, that worked in well. All right, let's get to it, Rob. We know about the big trade yesterday. Brooklyn packed with superstars. Kevin Durant, James Harden now coming from Houston, and Kyrie Irving. And I want to run this quote by you. Jay Williams, who does a really good job on ESPN as a commentator and all that. Here's something he said that I gotta say I think was outlandish. I'm going to read it. Or do we have it? We have sound. Here it is.
If there's anything that should grab Kyrie Irving's attention, it is this trade. This trio is better than the trio that I saw when Kevin Durant went to Golden State, and that's with Klay Thompson, and that's with Stephen Curry.
Wow.
It's better than the trio that I saw with LeBron James and D-Wade and Chris Bosh in Miami. Mm. People are going to ask questions about how do you make it work. Here's how you make it work. Kyrie Irving, move off the ball. James Harden, you are on the ball. James Harden averages around 10 assists per game. If you watched the game last night against the Knicks, Kevin Durant doesn't need the ball in his hands. I think they might be the best assembled in the history of the league.
Jay Williams, stop it! I mean, can we slow down? I'm going to gather myself, Rob. You go ahead.
No, you go.
Unless you want me to hit this?
This is your fight. Go ahead, because I'm with Jay Williams.
Oh, really? Wait. Best trio ever assembled.
But that's not, he's not talking about like the best three who have gone on to win multiple championships.
Right, I agree.
That's not what he's talking about, so I'm not even going to try. Because you're not better than Michael Jordan, Scottie Pippen, and Dennis Rodman or whatever. So because
even
those guys.
Magic, all, Kareem, and James Worthy.
Right, who won championships.
Do we agree he's saying these are the three best individual players ever put together.
On one team, I think that's what he's
saying. In their prime, and you're right, and they're in their prime. Because Kareem, it would undoubtedly be Magic, Kareem, and Worthy. Even though Worthy wasn't at their level, he was a Hall of Famer and top 50 player. If Kareem was in his prime, you know, for the bulk of that run,
then it would be
different. It wouldn't even be a question.
It wouldn't be a question, absolutely. Right. But he wasn't. And I'm just going to say this, and then I want you to go. I get what he's saying. You know, Kevin Durant has beaten LeBron James twice in the NBA Finals, right? Kyrie made one of the biggest, Chris, you call it the biggest shot, either that or the Ray Allen shot
in NBA history.
Am I right? You call it that. He made that and won a championship.
No doubt. And he's the best ball handler in NBA.
And finisher we've ever seen for a guard, right, at the rim.
One of them for sure. One of the best for sure.
And Harden has done stuff that nobody in this league has done as far as averaging points since Michael Jordan 25 years ago, Chris. I mean, so I get the magnitude of these guys in their prime. Nobody's done. They could run this for the next 3 years, maybe win two or three championships if it all works, if they're all healthy, if they understand how to coexist. So I get the potential is limitless. It would be very difficult to beat these three guys if they play to their capability. Go ahead.
But as you – okay. I like this – you know, I mean, I think they got great potential too. I mean, nobody in their right mind doesn't think they have potential. We are obviously concerned about the fit. But I'm going to get – and I'm going to play off – I get you. I'm not saying they're going to be the most accomplished trio ever. Right? We're not saying they're going to win the most championships of a trio ever. None of that. We are saying the three best individual players, individually, to ever be put together. I'm going to give you one, two, three, four that I think are better than this group. And Magic, Kareem, and Worthy aren't one of them because, again, Kareem wasn't in his prime when they were put together. First one, Wilt Chamberlain, Jerry West, and Elgin Baylor. They weren't better than these three. I think Jerry West was better than James
Jerry
Harden.
West was an all-time loser and one of the all-time losers.
He
in the
got
finals.
To the finals.
Okay, I'm just
that's
Chris.
More
he didn't
James
win
Harden's
enough.
Ever done. Harden, no, and Harden
I get
has.
It. But see, this is the problem with where you're going. You're looking at somebody's complete career.
No, I'm not. Because when Jerry West joined Wilt Chamberlain, he had been to the finals all those times. So, no, I'm not. I know I'm going exactly along the lines that Jay Williams is. Wilt Chamberlain had a championship, obviously, all his numbers. He joined the Lakers later, but they played 4 years together. Wilt, Jerry West, Elgin Baylor. Those three players are more legendary and I believe better than – I think Wilt's better than Kevin Durant. Jerry West better than James Harden. And Elgin Baylor, I got to put him ahead of Kyrie Irving. I'm going to go another one.
I don't think this is going to work. It's going to – because I don't think that we can look at them. There's no one who is going to pick guys – who are even though Chris, you're picking them in your mind.
I'm not picking them on what they're.
No,
they're,
but even though you're picking them, and that's the thing. When you put other guys who have names who have already accomplished something, it's hard to make a fair.
Well,
comparison.
That's his fault, Jay Williams. Okay, I'm just telling you. Ever.
I'm just telling you, what are we supposed to do with that, Rob?
I'm not supposed to compare him to the legends.
No, but I'm just saying. But hold on, there's no way. I know what you're saying.
No,
Chris.
You don't, because Rob, if I was going by what you're saying, I'm going by, I would put Magic, Kareem, and Worthy in there. I would put Bird, McHale, and Parrish in there. I'm not putting those guys in there. This next one you'll see where I'm going. This next one I think will be interesting to you. Hakeem Olajuwon, Charles Barkley, and Clyde Drexler. Now, I think Olajuwon was better than Durant. I'm comparing them individually. I think Olajuwon's better than Durant. I think Barkley and Harden is a wash. You could go with either one of those guys. And I think Drexler is better than Kyrie. Try Clyde Drexler was awesome and played better defense. Was a, you know, scored a bunch, but also gave out assists, rebounded. Then I'm going to go with, and this one's a little, I would take, I'm going to say LeBron, D-Wade, and Chris Bosh as well. Because LeBron is better than Durant. D-Wade and Harden is very close. And I could say D-Wade led his team to a championship, which he did, but he did have Shaq. But that's very close. But I'm going to give Wade the nod. Chris Bosh, Kyrie, I'm going with Kyrie. So I think two out of three in that one. And then this one. And then I'm going to let you go. KD, Steph, and Klay. I think Steph individually will be ranked higher and is certainly at this point. If we just say now or when they join, he's ranked higher. He was a two-time MVP than Harden and Kyrie. And Klay is just as good as Kyrie. Klay is a tremendous shooter. He's got all the, you know, 60 points in 29 minutes or whatever it was, and he defends. So I just named four, Rob, that I think are better individually than this Brooklyn group.
Yeah, I disagree. I just think this is an unusual, an unbelievable assembly to put together these three guys who on their own, I'm just going on, for these three guys to come together, and I'm just talking about what they've been able to do. Durant, who has beaten LeBron twice in the finals, MVP twice in the finals.
He's not better than LeBron. You know.
No,
that.
But I'm just saying against LeBron, he's beaten LeBron.
Well, golly, yes.
Okay, but that's what. But Chris, you evaluate on your own merit. Can I do mine?
So weak. You're
no,
right.
It's not.
So
everybody, you have your own. I have mine. And the same thing with James Harden, who's done stuff. Maybe he hasn't had the best supporting cast, the right players, and he's had some clunkers in the playoffs. I'm not giving it all off on him. But maybe with the right group, and we'll see. And then Kyrie, for whatever, I get it. All the missing time, all the injuries, all the other stuff. But, man, when he's out there against the Golden State Warriors, this guy averaged 20, what was it, during the finals? 28 points?
27? LeBron, I think, both averaged 27.
Averaged 27 points. You know, against one of the all-time teams, and then made the shot heard around the NBA, or one of them, one of two shots heard around the NBA. So we know he can make big shots and big moments, and he has done that. I like this group. I think that the sky's the limit if they all can gel, all can make the concessions. So I'm with Jay Williams on this. I think that these three guys coming together poses a unbelievable, like, you know, you put two great players together in the NBA, Chris, you're already on your way because there's only five starters and you got 40% of your team with two great players like we see with LeBron James and Anthony Davis. But if you add three to the mix, it's just like, now, if you would have told me it was Anthony Davis, LeBron, and Kawhi, then I'm taking that team, okay, when they had right. a chance to go there. I would take that. I'm telling you, I would take that team. But these three right here together, I think it's an outstanding group of talent that can win multiple championships if everything is right. I'm putting the clause there, Chris, because you know it has to come together, it has to gel, and they have to do it. But I like the talent that they all bring to the table.
The interesting thing is this. We've seen, and this is why clearly we're talking about just individuals. We're not talking about how they work together and all that. Because several of the teams I mentioned didn't work that well together. I mean, West, Baylor, and Wilt never won a championship together. They won it when Elgin retired with Gail Goodrich. Right. All right, so, you know, Olajuwon, Barkley, and Drexler never won the championship. They got to the conference finals, I believe, once. Then
right.
went out
no,
in the first
I remember.
Round. I think. You know what I'm saying? So I am speaking individually. And, you know, even remember the great Laker team, Rob, that Detroit beat. You know, I mean, Karl Malone, yes.
They had four
and
Hall of Famers
were,
on
right.
there. Right.
And they were older. But if you look at the year before they went to the Lakers, Malone was 20 points, 8 rebounds. And Peyton was 20 points, 8 assists. The year before, so they were still like really good, you know what I'm saying? Like all-star right. level players, but it's tough. You're right when you say if it comes together, because right. you've seen it ain't time
automatic.
And time again.
It ain't automatic.
Yes, you can bring talent together and it doesn't always work. So we'll see. It's going to be fun to watch. 877-99 on Fox. What do you guys think? Interesting discussion here. Do you agree with Rob and Jay Williams that Brooklyn's new trio is the best three individual players ever to be put together on an NBA roster? Can't wait to hear your thoughts. 877-99 on Fox. The iCouple, Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Come on, Chris, you know this.
Yes. This is the name's on the tip of my tongue, but I used to watch this. I know it well.
You also used to live here.
Cleveland, Cincinnati, Iowa, New Orleans. God, what is this? I know it. I've heard this so much.
It's L.A. Law.
Oh, L.A. Law. I wasn't thinking L.A. Law.
Right, Alex?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Is that crazy? Blair Underwood was in that, L.A. Yep. Law, and yep. I can't remember who the woman was, but do you know that was the first time a black guy kissed a white woman on network television was in
really?
That show? Yes.
And that must have been what?
In the 80s. Chris.
Wow.
Google it. I'm almost positive I read that somewhere. How about this? What was the first time a white guy kissed a black woman on network television? It was blacked out in TV on TV stations in the South. Guess when it was.
When that happened?
Yep. The first time a white man kissed a black woman on network television, you know, on a show.
I don't know.
It was Star Trek. The captain, Kirk, and the aliens
black
made him kiss Lieutenant Uhura.
Wow.
And so that was like 1966.
Was that in the 70s? Oh, that was 60s. Wow. Yeah, look
That's
at you.
Crazy.
TV trivia, Rob.
No
wow.
doubt.
Yeah, it is. It is.
It is. 877-99 on Fox. You ready, Chris?
Yeah, let me talk to the people that got dead batteries. You know, a lot of our listeners, they listen in the car, all right, on the radio. So maybe you got a dead battery one time. If you ever do, head to AutoZone. It's America's number one battery destination. They offer free battery services such as free battery testing and free battery charging. So next time you're having a battery trouble, we hope you don't, but if you do, head to AutoZone. It's your battery solution and America's number one battery destination. All right, Rob, let's get to these calls. Is this the best three individual players ever put together in NBA history? James Harden, Kevin Durant, Kyrie Irving, your take.
All right, let's start with Floyd. Floyd in Atlanta, you're on the iCouple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Floyd?
What's good, fellas? Been a minute since I called. Still an everyday listener since day one. Love the show.
Appreciate
it. Thank you, brother.
But Rob, I think we're going to have to change your Hoboken to the biggest hypocrite of all time, because this is the prisoner of the moment right now. I don't know what he is now. As far as the trio, I agree with Chris that Curry, Thompson, and Durant was a better trio than this trio just because of the fit itself. But I just love the way everybody's jumping onto this and giving them the championship the same way it happened with the Clippers last year. But we'll let y'all run it back again because contrary to what Brandon Marshall was saying this morning, you do have to play some kind of defense. You can't get stops. It's not all about just outscoring the opponent.
It is about stops in the playoffs. You got to be able to make stops. You don't have to be the number one defensive team to win a championship. That's not true.
No, you don't have to be. But if the other team can get more stops than you, then that's called a problem.
The NBA is about stops. I'm sorry. There comes a time where you got to get a stop to be able to. But they also can put the ball in the hole. I get it. They're not going to be the perfect team. Everything's right. Doesn't mean you can't win a championship. Sean in Sacramento, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Sean?
Moms are from another mother, man. Hey, shout out to Alex Tyson, man. We've been missing you, brother. Everything sounds so much better when you're back, bro.
Hey, my guy, you know I missed you.
We appreciate it. No doubt. It's good to have everybody in full effect.
So my take real quick, you guys, is, Rob, you got to be out your mind, man. This isn't even the best trio that Kevin Durant been a part of. Outside of the great examples Chris dropped, what about when he was teamed up with a walking triple-double Russell Westbrook and Harden was on that team actually playing defense and knowing his role? You got to look at those things, man. And Kyrie, if you're going to include him in the three, where is he at? You can't be a big three if you're not even part of the program right now.
Yeah, but you're talking – we're not doing all that, Sean. I mean, obviously – if you want to talk about the finished product and what they've accomplished compared to they haven't accomplished anything, I get that. We're talking about individual talent, and we'll see how it plays out. If they win three in a row, you'll call back 3 years from now with Chris and his new partner, and you'll be talking about something else.
Rob, can I ask you, outside of the best stat, quote-unquote, of all time that Kyrie dropped, what's his second best stat? What's his second best feature, man? Outside of that, he sits on the sideline or misses games because he's hurt every single year. Kyrie got to show up, man, before he starts getting put up there in the upper echelon of talent.
All right. All three of them are primarily scorers.
Yeah, we get that.
And they don't do anything else really great. Even Harden and Kyrie are good passers.
Albert in Bakersfield, you're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Hey, thanks a lot. Thanks a lot, guys. Hey, I respect Jay Williams, but, you know, he's just giving a hot take. I mean, you can't – it remains to be seen, you know, how good they're going to be. And, you know, I wish him the best, but I wanted to make a comment, if I could, about Kyrie. Would that be all right?
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, you know, I mean, you know, can't somebody just – tell him to maybe compartmentalize a little bit, like, you know, just take your lunch bucket to work and then, you know, your politics or whatever else you got going on, you know, you can do that also. I mean, to me, if I was the owner, I mean, I would have been tempted to cut him loose, to eat the money. I mean, just to make a statement, you know, I mean,
That's why you don't own an NBA team, because it ain't happening.
And if Kyrie continues this, it may not be about eating the money. I mean, if he continues this, they're going to have grounds. They may have grounds to void his contract at some point. So I wouldn't eat the money, because if he continues, I'm going to get off the money or try to trade him. But, you know, nobody's going to touch him right now.
Mark in Sacramento, you're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Mark?
What's going on, gentlemen?
What's up?
Yeah, that's called job abandonment sooner or later. So
right.
You better get back to work. Hey, Rob, when you were bringing up the Star Trek, I'm a Trekkie. I was screaming, Captain Kirk, Captain Kirk.
You remember that?
Yeah. Trekkie, man.
That was in the 60s. And Chris and Mark, there were stations like in the South that preempted Star Trek, which was on NBC at that time, and refused to show the episode.
Without a doubt. That's exactly what happened. Just like Captain Kirk. Captain Kirk kissed everybody on every planet, if you know the story.
Yes, he was kissing green, blue. Yeah.
Right. It didn't matter. Yeah. If it was email.
About the sister?
He was on everybody. Absolutely.
Yeah, man.
He was kissing aliens and all types of
things. Real quick on this topic, I kind of agree with Sean about Kyrie playing through it, but I understand what you're saying, Rob, and I'm going to say this, and you know me, I've probably seen all these flares, you know, Will. I would put Will, Jerry, and Elgin there first. No, people just don't realize how good Jerry and Elgin were without that three-point line, with Will.
So I'm putting there first, but I will. Big men, they were getting to the finals every year.
Yeah, a little different, but I will say this, Rob. I don't think we've seen three guys with this capability of scoring in their prime together. These kids are under 30. I think James is 30, but the other two are still in their 20s. I don't think we've seen them this young, one maybe in his prime, and the other two reaching their prime at the same time. I think there's where the entry comes in. I think it could happen
no
there.
No doubt. No doubt. I mean, it's going to be – and depending on how it turns out, it could change everything. If they were, Chris, I'm just hypothetical real quick. If they won the next two championships, people would look at them differently. It's a legacy-making moment for all three of those guys. It really is.
Well, of course, but I mean, I could say that about the Clippers if they win the next two.
No, of course, but I'm just saying what they have on the table. That's all.
All right, we got our man Greg Jennings coming up.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hit it, Alex. I needed this. The soothing sounds of the boss.
Greg Jennings.
Yes. Our muscle man, Greg Jennings, Super Bowl champion, Fox NFL analyst. What's up, man?
What's going on?
What's happening?
I wanted to ask you about this NBA trade because I know your hoop. But quickly, you like it, Brooklyn, all that? Is it going to work in your mind?
I do like it. I think it's great for the league. With the team on the East Coast getting another superstar and kind of everyone migrating away from LeBron James, I think it works. I think it works because they know it has to, period. Like, nothing more need be said. They'll make it work.
All right. Well, here's my question. I was with you today on First Things First, and I doubt Rob has seen this yet, but you dropped a bomb. You, Green Bay Packers wide receiver, all pro or Pro Bowl wide receiver with the Green Bay Packers, Super Bowl champion with the Green Bay Packers, are picking the LA Rams to pull off the upset this weekend. Tell us why.
Okay, so I'm going to correct. I never said that they would actually pull off the upset.
Really? I thought
Didn't you
and Brandon and Kevin Wilds picked the Rams?
No, see, you fell for it just like every other fan, and
like
all my mentions
like
on Twitter.
Else this song.
Exactly. The question was, who would have the edge, the Rams defense or the Packers offense? And okay, I said the Rams defense would have the edge.
Okay, so you got the Packers winning though.
I didn't say that either.
So who you got winning?
I got the Packers winning.
Wow. All right. You must have got call from some fans out in Green Bay.
He don't owe them anything.
Don't come back.
He played there.
Greg
Jennings. And he helped them win a championship. He don't owe them anything else other than an honest opinion. Right.
All right.
Thank you, Rob.
It sounds like you just don't think, obviously, the Rams offense is going to be able to put up many points.
That's the issue. Can the Rams offense put up points? Can they sustain the running game that they've started to kind of lean on to help and assist them? But if you can't put up points against the Green Bay Packers, there's only so much you can do defensively to hold them off. They're not going to hold them to null. So Aaron Rodgers will find a way. Matt LaFleur, he's familiar with what Sean McVay likes to do. Brandon Staley, I think he's a great defensive coordinator for the Rams, but it's only so much you can do when the offense sputters the way that the Rams' offense sputters.
Hey, Greg, I love the Ravens in this game. I love the way that they've been playing. Where are you on the Ravens and Bills?
I love the Ravens, too. I just don't love them enough to beat the Bills right now.
Wow.
Because of the way the Bills are playing. The Bills remind me of a team that just wants it more than anybody right now. Just the way that they're playing with an edge. Everything has come together for this team, specifically offensively and defensively. They can get stops, and they can play sound enough to where their offense can outscore you, and they can score with anybody. I like Josh Allen. I like Diggs. I like everything about this team.
How much of a chance do you give Tampa Bay of beating New Orleans?
I give them a chance because anything can happen, but I just think that the New Orleans defense matches up very well against this Tampa Bay offense, and that's what it's going to boil down to. I like the New Orleans Saints offense against the Tampa defense, but watching Tampa, having watched them play their Achilles heel, although they're a great run-stopping team, they're back in. Can they hold up? And Drew Brees has found a way, he and Sean Payton has found a way to sustain drives and put the ball in the end zone and force Tom Brady to score points, which is hard to do against a team when they get a lead and they can just pin back their ears and get after the quarterback.
And here I expect, obviously, Kansas City to win, but I'm going to bet the Bears plus 10. Kansas City, for whatever reason, Greg, hasn't beaten a team by double digits since week 8. What am I missing with the offense? Is it not as explosive? Did something change? You know, normally they blow people out and they're winning by 21 points. What's happened in the last 8 weeks of the season offensively?
Well, I think a lot that's happened is this team is just different. It's hard to put up points consistently year after year, week after week, the way that we've come to know them to do. And so they're averaging 29 points a game. That is not the case. And so when teams see them, they're no longer threatened by their offensive potency because they feel like they can match them, or they can get takeaways, or they can potentially stop them enough to where they play keep away. And the greatest asset for the Browns is that they run the ball. And
yes,
you can hold the ball long enough to keep the ball away from Patrick Mahomes, which becomes ultimately your defense.
Can they beat them? Can the Browns beat Kansas City? I don't think they can. Can they?
I don't think they can, because the Browns' secondary is very poor. The Browns give up too much in the secondary, and the way to beating the Kansas City Chiefs is not giving up explosive plays. It's something that the Browns have done all season long, and they have too many playmakers in that red and white that can get down the field and get 20-plus yards immediately, regardless if you hold the ball from them or not. If they were better at eliminating explosive plays, I would really like the Browns.
Greg, in a minute, if you were going to give Urban Meyer any advice on making the jump from college to pro, what would it be?
Just be who he is. Urban Meyer has been a coach that has been able to understand men and get them to buy into a system and turn programs around. He's not been a coach that's gone through any situation and just barely gotten by. He's always improved every situation that he's entered into. So Urban Meyer doesn't need my advice.
All right. That's
He'll
our man,
step down
Greg
in 3
Jennings.
Years down in Jacksonville. 3 years.
That's Rob's prediction.
Did we lose him?
No.
You said you give him 3 years?
Yeah, I say he steps down 3 years when they're playing 4 games on Mars instead of Jacksonville.
Only Rob. Only Rob.
That's a good note to depart
Greg,
on.
You know what? That's great. It's great to be unique. It's great. Thank you, buddy.
All
appreciate
right, Greg.
You.
Thank you, my man. All right. We got Eric Bieniemy. Is he going to finally get a job or not?
That's a good
we'll
question.
Just get into
think
that
about
next.
He might get shut out, Chris.
That's what they saying. iCouple, Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
That's backed up to Jackson Heights. There's a scout.
I'm surprised
Car
you don't know the word.
Car 54, where are you? I love this theme.
That's before my time, man. Was that 57, something like
it's
that?
It's before my time, too. Yeah, this is a show from the 50s, an old black and white.
What, you saw the reruns?
Yeah, I saw the reruns on, like, you know, when they started showing all the old shows, Chris, on the old,
yeah,
not
yep.
Nick at Night, but like
I know what
programs like, you know, networks yep. like that with all the old TV shows.
This was
shows.
Done before I, you know.
It was done before? What are you talking about?
No, I mean, I've never seen Car 54. I've never seen an advertisement.
Never even seen
for
the reruns, huh?
Nothing.
Never.
Nothing.
Yeah.
They, like I said, they weren't showing it when I saw a little bit of Adam 12. Wasn't there an Adam 12?
Yeah. You saw that's a cop show.
And
that was in the 70s. Dragnet, all that.
Right. But
it is a TV theme song Thursday, my favorite day of the week.
Next to
Trash Talk.
Trash
Tuesday.
Talk. Yes.
That's
all
right.
All right, Rob. We've been talking a long time about, I've said, if I was Houston, when they fired Bill O'Brien, I said Eric Bieniemy should be the coach. I mean, you know, and I was, obviously you want to interview guys and all, do your due diligence, but I thought him, the offensive coordinator of the Kansas City Chiefs, who has done wonders with that offense, with Pat Mahomes, what could he do with Deshaun Watson? Seems like a great fit. And there are other jobs I would say the same thing about. that Eric Bieniemy seems like a great candidate for. But Rob, Matt Miller, who is an NFL draft scout and insider, he tweeted this a few days ago. Been texting with an NFL source this morning who thinks there's a very strong chance Eric Bieniemy isn't hired for a head coach opportunity this cycle. This was yesterday, not a few days ago. Cites concern about Reed's coaching tree, which is Doug Peterson and Matt Nagy. Peterson won a Super Bowl. And timing with Chiefs expected to make another Super Bowl run. Now, there's also, it was Miller as well, who I believe reported that, Lee, correct me if I'm wrong, that Bieniemy was not interviewing well. That's the talk, that he might not get a job because he's not interviewing well. So, Rob, what are your thoughts on this?
I mean, you could always say that when somebody doesn't get hired. The only thing I will say is that he's been on the job market too long. There's something that doesn't make sense to me. Because it's just a natural progression. When teams win championships, those coordinators usually get jobs. We saw it with Bill, in New England, Bill Belichick, right? Romeo Crennel got a job.
Most of them didn't do very well.
No, but they all got jobs, is what I'm saying, because right. That's usually how it goes. It's surprising that he's gone on interviews and not been offered jobs. I know, we get it. That didn't stop, it's the coaching cycle because they're going to make another long run. Bill Belichick's guys, Chris, didn't make runs?
Right.
Yes.
I don't want to hear
that. That's a cop-out. I don't want to hear
that. If he's your guy and you want him, you'll wait
for him.
Yep.
And you know what? I don't mind waiting for a guy who's in the championship game again. You know what I mean? Like, that's not a negative. That's a positive. So I'm not buying that. I don't know. We're not in the interviews. I think that you could always use that, Chris, as an excuse. And maybe there's something to it. Maybe he's not dynamic enough. Maybe he can't articulate it or give his game plan a rah-rah. Now, we just saw the Lions hire a general manager. And his name just escapes me real quick. Lee, 41 years old, Chris. He was with the Rams. If somebody could pull that name up. I just don't have my... Just got hired. Brad Holmes, Chris. He was a former player or whatever from an HBCU school. But this is the point. He was under the radar. Nobody knew that name. Nobody. He went to Detroit and put out a plan and wowed the Lions organization. Got the job. He went on that list of people that they were talking to. The Lions, they say, interviewed 12 or 13 people.
Right.
And all I'm saying is, I don't get Bieniemy and why another year is passing. And now we're getting to the point, how many jobs are left, Chris? We already got one, right? Urban Meyer's gone. What? Right. If he doesn't get a job, I got a problem.
Yeah, I think, number one, his resume should speak volumes. And again, as you said, we're not in the interview, so we don't know.
We don't know that.
But, Rob, he would have to be horrible with his resume. You know what I'm saying? Like, okay, he might not be wow you, but if he's solid, that should be enough. All right, couple, an hour left. Keep it locked.